and economics. But I said, no, thank you. I was an LLB and that was fine. Mm-hmm. I did not want to be a JD, mm-hmm. nor did I want to be called doctor.
Huh.
Although I don't know how you feel about that. I don't mean any derogation of you.
One of my friends just graduated, and right. and he puts at the bottom of his signature line on his email, he puts Frank Bramlett, PhD. So, yeah, it's just kind of nifty. What kinds of organizations have you belonged to?
Oh, my goodness, I've belonged to everything you can think of.
What are the most important ones to you? What have you been most
involved with?
It's
hard to answer that. I have been, when I got back here from law school and got going, and I graduated in 49, but really got going in 1950, there was two men's organizations. The one was called the JCs, which was a Junior Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. and that was just de rigueur that anybody that wanted to ever get ahead or anything was a JC, and you didn't just join, you had to work at it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I joined also the Del Norte Club, which was also sort of de rigueur if you were going to get anywhere, you might say socially, not that I claim to be any paragon or whatever society or anything, I don't. But then I joined the Rotary Club. I was a member of the Chamber of Commerce, as opposed to the JC's, the Junior Chamber, later
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm.
I have been the director of the Girl Scouts. I was chairman of the Red Cross here for 2 years. I became president of the El Paso Bar Association after many years of practice. And president of the El Paso Bar Association from 77 to 79, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just looking at the dates on the plate.
Oh, yeah.
And then I followed up a good deal on that bar work, as bar, as you well know, means law
mm-hmm.
work,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to a bar where you get
where you drink.
Intoxicating liquor. While I was president of the El Paso Bar, I got a lot of, I made a lot of contacts with the state bar at Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the east side of the state, Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Houston is where the state is run. We are 850 miles from Houston,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and about the same from Dallas. And I think most of the people down there have never even been here, or if they have, they just drove through, or a lot of the airplanes, if they're going to the West Coast, a lot of them just overfly El Paso,
yeah.
and they might land to get fuel, I don't know. But they've never been here, and they think still that, I think that we have dirt streets, and that we still are fighting Indians here, and there's cowboys herding cattle up and down the dirt streets.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed my bar work. I had 3 years there, which is the most they'd allow you to serve. And I was 3 years on the State Bar Disciplinary Committee in Austin. And
mm-hmm.
Then I served 6 years on the